bypass my last post, I wanted to share a story about a personal influence that influenced my life. And I wanted to let you know that we are all people of influence. And like I said before in the previous malfunction post, whether you are a teacher, whether you are a student, whether you are a doctor, lawyer, physician, psychologist, whoever you are a person of influence. You have been set in a specific sphere of influence to influence that sphere. And I remember back in my younger days doing a lot of illegal things and still in the world, living a worldly life from a worldly point of view. I was headed to a barbecue spot, and I had a lot of money in my pocket at the time. I had a lot of money, and I ordered my food, and I came up to the counter to purchase the food, to pay for it, and I paid for the food, and a young lady pulled me to the side and said, "Son, I know that the money that you just pulled out is not from legal activity. It's not from an actual job. And I see young men like you all the time because I work in a prison. They come in and out of the prison, and I'm just telling you now that that's not the way that you should be going. You know, it's a better way to do things, and it's a better way to make money." And as I think about that from this standpoint, from 2011, July 29th, that was a person to influence that influenced my life. So therefore, you have to be influenced by someone else to be a person of influence. Today I spoke with a young lady and I was at another restaurant and I ordered some food and I purchased the food and I had to wait 5-6 minutes to actually pick it up. And the young lady that took my order said to me when I came to pick the food up what my name was and did I know a particular individual from back in the day, and I said, "Yeah." And she said to me that, "Yeah, I knew that was you. I remember you. You stole my water gun, my super soaker, back when I was 10 years old. And it was very proud when I asked her how old she was. And she said that she was 27 now, and now I'm 31, and I'm thinking that she was 10 years old. I was 14. And I didn't remember that, but she remembered it vividly. She remembered the color of the water gun, how long it took her and her brother to catch me, and how I soaked her up by chance. And it also lets me know that since we are a people of influence, the things that we do influence other people. And though we may not know it, it can influence them in a positive or negative light, and they can hold that thought in their mind for 20 to 30 years. So as you move forward in your life, and even on today, think about the people that you are affecting, thinking about the people that God wants you to speak to, that God wants you to empower, to educate. Because as a person of influence, you have been empowered to educate people. You have been empowered to either edify individuals, which is to build them up, or either you have been pronounced a person of influence to use it outside of the original intent of your creation, and that is destructive. So think about the things that you do on a daily basis and how they affect yourself and how they affect others.